Hello, welcome back to another episode of Orange Juice, news and notes from around the world of insoles. I am your host, Owen, and we have Mallory with us today, our producer and frequent contributor and co-host. What's going on, Mal?
Hi, I am enjoying a little heat wave in Chicago, and it's also day one of playoffs for my Cubs, so it's a good day over here.
Love it. Yeah, baseball playoffs is in full swing. Marcia and I came on here and bragged for like a few minutes about the Tigers and really across several different podcasts, the Detroit Tigers, that is. And they almost blew it. They almost didn't even make the playoffs after holding the best record in the majors for an extended period of time. They lost, they had like an 8-game losing streak, a 10-game losing streak, or like losing like 10 of 11. So I need to just call myself out, eat my words there. Maybe a slice of humble pie would have been a better approach to the situation. But anyway, we're kind of getting off track there. Mallory just brought up playoff baseball, so it kind of got me on that. But it is unseasonably warm here in the Midwest, that is. We are going over to Grandma's tomorrow, which of course is Marcia, who works here at Orange Insoles, and she said, hey, bring your swimsuit for your daughter. It's supposed to be 80 degrees and sunny. So I'm enjoying it. But with that said, we are starting to see some cooler weather here and there, and a lot of the times folks like to get out on the trail in fall or autumn time. So we wanted to put together an episode for those of you who may not have done trail running before, or walking for that matter. As we talk through this, you'll find that pretty much all of the tips we're giving you or just talking about are just as helpful for walking as well. So just want to put something together for you guys, make sure that you're prepared. And I think what you'll notice more than anything is for trail running, you just want to make sure you do a little prep. It's not like hopping on a treadmill or just going on like a nice sidewalk or jogging on a track. There's just some elements and a few more factors to be aware of. So with that said, we'll kind of hop into things a little bit. And
I was gonna say, I like that you brought up the walking, because I'm not much of a runner, but I do love getting on the trails and just walking whenever I can. So hopefully these tips will also help anyone who just wants to get outside this fall and get on some trails.
100%. This episode is called Trail Running 101. So you could walk that. You got to walk before you run, right? And we're covering all the basics. So with that said, we have talked in the past about trail shoes, and Marcia has referenced her trail shoes that she's worn on a few adventures lately and how she really likes them. So I just want to be clear to our audience that there are two different types of running shoes, if you will. One that you'd see mostly would be like your road shoes, that you'd call them. And to further elaborate on that, they'd be made to run on, of course, the road, but general like concrete, sidewalk, track, that sort of thing, treadmills, pretty much even surfaces. And those shoes generally are going to have a wider variety where you can get different fits and feels and cushion and arch support. And you can see some of that with trail shoes, but generally they have kind of a more, I guess, structured shape, and they're just a little more, I guess, in their own category. So we just want to make sure that we walk through the difference between trail shoes and road shoes, because if you are trail running or even trail walking, we do recommend some sort of trail running shoe, especially for running, right? If you're walking, you might be able to use a pair of like boots or whatever it may be, but focusing more on trail shoes. So compared to a traditional running shoe, they're going to have a more aggressive tread underneath. So if you flip the shoe over and start to look at it, they usually have kind of like these like teeth almost, and more of like a grippy outsole that's a harder rubber. The reason being is that's going to help you, one, of course, grip the uneven terrain, whether that's on like a dirt path or you have leaves on the ground or branches or even snow. Some people will run in the snow in their trail shoes. That's probably the most recommended. But it's going to help you really dig in to that material. And then they usually also are more built up laterally. So if you looked at like the heel, for example, it's going to be a pretty hard reinforced heel counter, and you might have some more material kind of wrapping like the arch of your foot. And the reason being is to keep you on the base of your shoe. When you're running on different trails and whatnot, you're obviously going to be at a much higher risk of like tripping or rolling an ankle or whatever it is, just if you step on some uneven terrain or something that you don't see. So they'll have kind of more aggressive grip, more stability, and then more protection as well. So kind of in two ways, a lot of them will have what you call rock plates, which is essentially like a hard like plastic plate or sometimes carbon fiber that sits between the outsole and the midsole. So the idea is that when you do step on, let's say a rock, for example, you don't feel that as much underneath your foot. It just helps, I want to say soften the impact, but it doesn't soften it. It just totally absorbs it more than anything and dissipates the shock to your entire foot opposed to just that one area. So the final thing with trail shoes that you'll notice, some of them are waterproof or they're kind of higher cut around the ankle. Waterproof is obviously key for just like running in the elements, and then the higher cut is so if you do have like dirt or water or whatever splashing up, they don't get into your socks. So I threw a lot out there. Mallory, what do you have on that?
So I don't know much about trail shoes, but I do know a bit about what to do if you don't have any yet and you want to just try to hit the trails and ease into it maybe before officially investing in a pair. So first recommendation would be to stick to easier, flatter, and drier trails. Let's avoid the mud or super steep descent, super steep descents. We just want to keep it safe and minimal risk factors that those can add. Also, when you're picking your shoes for your run, make sure we're picking our most supportive running shoes we have. Not really time for the super cute ones. We want to just make sure we have the most support we have going on uneven and kind of different terrain than we're used to. Especially if we can have extra support around that ankle, that will be super great. Also, just watch your footing. There's less grip, so there's more chances to slip. So, you know, maybe make it a meditative experience where you're really focused in and present on your run, which can also just, again, help you avoid any slips or injuries. And then my last little bit of advice is it's okay to slow down, especially on the downhills. I have some experiences in Mackinac Island on the trails where there's some very loose, gravelly areas, and I have seen people completely wipe out on their butt going downhill on those. So just, you know, really be careful and don't be afraid to slow it down, especially if you get into some kind of uneven, sketchy terrain.
All great points. And just as you're walking through this, I think it would be a really good idea, if possible, to even just walk your route prior to running it, just so that way you can become aware of like, hey, there's a huge hill that I need to tackle, you know, after the first mile, or hey, here's an area where we could really see like a bunch of puddles and whatnot, so I might just have to be careful navigating through, or just whatever it is. So again, like we said at the beginning of the episode, it's just about doing a little bit of preparation opposed to just picking a trail and like running on it and hope that you know where you're going and that it's adequate for a run. On top of that, obviously, hi, Orange Insoles here. Adding insoles to your trail running shoes really do make a big difference as well. You're working a lot of muscles that maybe you don't normally work on a run, and your feet might be a little bit more sore than usual, but we have the Orange Sport insole, which has great arch support, kind of our, what I'll say is like our signature rigid plastic shank with a universal arch profile. So that's, again, going to help with your arches as they do start to get tired or maybe aren't able to support the rest of your foot and body the way that you'd like. And then also they have O-Foam, which is our exclusive high rebound EVA foam. So they feature 40% more energy return, and they're also 3 times as durable. So a lot of the times you're going to be pounding on the trails and whatnot, and the O-Foam is going to be able to withstand that for longer than a traditional insole. So check out the Orange Sport if you haven't already, especially for your trail running shoes. But one, I guess, note that I was thinking just as we were kind of preparing for the episode and talking about recommending the Orange Sport for your trail shoes is we still get so many customers that are using our traditional Orange full length insole for running, for trail running, for athletics in general. So even though we have the new Orange Sport insoles that are a more ideal fit for your traditional athletic shoes, our best selling Orange full length insole is still a great option for you if you're someone who really likes the signature deep heel cup, or maybe you just have like some serious pain in your knees, hips, lower back, feet, or you just know that you need a lot of support. Upgrading, or I guess, you know, technically it's a lesser price just because it doesn't have the premium foam, but upgrading the support to the best selling full length insoles might be a good option. So there's kind of my insole spiel with the trail shoes. They really do make a big difference, especially as you're transitioning or starting to ramp up the mileage. And then the last point to make is if you are using your traditional running shoes, it may be a good idea to just to check them out after each run and see if there's any specific like wear and tear on them. Again, trails are going to be a little bit harder on your traditional running shoes, so you don't want to keep beating them up if you don't have to, or at least be aware of how each run or walk is impacting your shoes that you have. So that's kind of the skinny on if you don't have trail shoes, or if you do and you just want to add insoles. But really, if it's in the budget, if you are making it on the trails frequently, we recommend upgrading.
Yeah, I think insoles are very great, especially with that extra support and stability on the trails. I feel like so extra needed. And just going off track or in a different way a little bit, this is, again, Trail Running 101. And just as a reminder, like, if you are an avid runner and you're like, I'm out there all the time, like, trail running is different. I know we keep saying it, but with that in mind, you need to treat it like any other new activity, and starting slow and easy is going to be the best way forward. So you can slowly build up your confidence and your skill level and all of those things, and so you can do it as safely as possible for hopefully a long time. It's just, you know, trails demand way more from your stabilizing muscles. You're on that uneven terrain. So starting there, that's already just a different kind of feel from your traditional running. So taking it a little slower, letting your muscles build up that strength is really helpful. Also, if you're like, well, I, you know, go out and run my 7-minute miles, you know, 7-minute splits, you know, on the trail might be a little slower. It's natural. You're navigating, you know, more. There's more going on. You need to go slower just to be safer. You're not going to sprint over, you know, a bunch of rocks and branches. You know, so maybe instead of like hitting your traditional splits or trying to go for your normal times, start with just a few miles, you know, maybe a mile or two. Or go for a time-based goal, like, hey, I'm going to go run for 20 minutes on these trails and then do a cool-down walk back out through. You know, it's, you're climbing, you're dodging routes. You know, this isn't about setting your new, like, 5K PR. It's about being safe, having fun, and enjoying a bit of nature, honestly.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It's just a different activity, exactly like what you were saying. So don't treat it like, hey, you know, I run, or, you know, I walk for, you know, 5 to 10 miles in the city or whatever it is. There just are other factors and whatnot that you just have to account for. So transitioning a little bit, at Orange Insoles, one of our rules is safety first and then teamwork. So on that note, we want to make sure we cover safety. Don't ask me what teamwork has to do with trail running in this episode. It's just a saying we have, so I wanted to mix it in. Hopefully that joke landed with some people. But anyway, back to the list. So safety first. There are a few things maybe just to make sure you bring or are aware of on your trail runs. So first off, make sure you bring water or some sort of hydration. We always recommend that with runs that are going to be upwards of 30 plus minutes anyways. But then furthermore, make sure you know specifically where you're going. If there are several turns and whatnot, a map may be necessary, or just making sure that your phone or smartwatch has GPS that you're going to be able to backtrack and get to ultimately where you need to go. And then also you're going to be dealing with elements. You want to make sure that you maybe have a waterproof layer if it's going to be raining or snowing. And then also that you maybe have some sort of insulated layer or like thermal layer. So if it is colder, you can retain some heat on the trail and that sort of thing. We've talked a lot more about that in the past. So if you do want some more tricks, scroll back on the episode list. You'll probably find some relevant topics and whatnot. Especially, we had some episodes where we talked about wool. So wool is a great material as well to use, especially on the trails. And then finally, when you are trail running, maybe in the fall or winter, the sun will go down pretty early. I'm starting to notice that it is getting dark really by like 8 o'clock these days, if not sooner. I think it's actually sooner. So making sure you have like a headlamp or flashlight even, or just something that you can see when necessary. We talked about how there is uneven terrain, all that sort of stuff that you have to kind of watch out for. You can't watch out for something that you can't see. So just a few things. Again, it's more just about doing a little bit of prep and making sure that you're not just getting dropped off at a trail with your normal running shoes and hoping to go run, you know, 10 miles. So check some of those things off the list. You will be good to go. But also, Mallory's going to talk a little bit more just about like preventing injuries or things, kind of best practices for trail running and really for kind of running in general too.
Yeah. And, you know, a safety teamwork tip is tell a buddy where you're going.
Woo!
More so just if you get lost, someone at least knows kind of where you are, especially if we're gonna go out into some deeper wooded trails. You know,
Mallory, I totally had that in my notes and I just didn't even read it. I actually set up the perfect phrase, safety first then teamwork, and just blew it. So there you go. Thank you for saving it.
Yeah. But yeah, back to injuries. We keep bringing it up. There's just a higher risk out on the trails. Some of the most common, which, you know, honestly, a lot of these are for any running, shin splints, plantar fasciitis, very common ones. But the big one on the trail is also rolled ankles. Super easy if you're running over branches and things like that. Those roots in the ground, pesky, they'll get you. But a few ways to kind of help. And again, we should be doing this anyway with our stretches. Before any run. So yeah, make sure we're stretching. We can especially focus on our calves and hamstrings. Even doing like ankle strengthening exercises. I posted some on our Instagram a long time ago, but maybe I'll get a new one up soon. Like ankle strengthening can be really, really important. Same with like balance and core strengthening. You know, if you're toppling to the side a bit, that can help pull you back in. Like that, you know, don't underestimate those things. And then also just like, once again, just don't overdo it, especially on elevations or like hills too quickly. This is, you know, like anything, it's a journey. So the more you take it easy and slowly progress and let your, you know, muscles build that strength and your body just be ready for those harder trails, you know, the less likely you are to be injured. You know, like I'm going to go run up a mountain today, even though I've never done trail running. Probably not the best idea. So just take it easy, take it slow, and you'll be happier you did instead of, you know, going hard for a few weeks, getting injured, and then having to take 6 months off because you, you know, broke a leg or something crazy. So, you know, take it easy. You got it. Stay injury free.
100%. And when Mallory talks about taking it easy, really the idea is to enjoy your trail run or walk. So don't worry about the pace. Just enjoy the trail you're on. It's okay to walk up hills or down them for that matter if you need to. Just try to listen to your body and your feet. Don't do too much. And hopefully we gave you some stuff to think about and prepare for as you do start to hit the trails. If you do want to read up more on trail running, especially more like the 101 side of things and just getting started, we did also release a blog on our website. That will cover a lot of the same things we talked about, but also some different things that we may not have specifically discussed. So we appreciate you guys for listening. Enjoy the trails. We'll be back with some more topics. And like always, feel free to like, comment, subscribe. All of it is helpful and appreciated. And if you have any topics or questions you'd like to discuss, just reach out and let us know. So thanks for listening, and we will catch you next time.